Hello and welcome to Social Media Weekly, episode 21st October 2020. Social Media Weekly is brought to you by Virtual Palace Marketing, rehumanizing your marketing experience. My name is Sean. If you have noticed on the all video side, I have been testing using this old little Samsung mic that we got a couple of years back. And so next week onwards, I will probably be doing the podcast at home because we can no longer come to the office. So this is a better alternative to the table rig that I have in the office. So sound quality may be a little bit off, but we gotta make do, right? Anyhow, news of the week. Pakistan lifts TikTok ban. Yeah. Snapchat ramps up competition against TikTok. Apple's new service is an MTV competitor. EU probes Instagram's handling of kids' data. Some skater brought Fleetwood Mac's old album to top 10 again. Back to the stories. Pakistan lifts TikTok ban. Just 11 days after the country banned TikTok for apparently not being strict enough with their content, it has now been allowed again. This came after a meeting between a rising social media star and Pakistan Telecommunication Authority, which led to TikTok's increased commitment to better content regulations. So they had a meeting and TikTok says, okay, we'll adhere to your regulations and we'll do even work even harder to adhere to those regulations, whatever they may be. TikTok has been banned over claims that the platform was not actively censoring videos that the government body labels as, quote, immoral, obscene, and vulgar. But there are also concerns raised over Pakistan's enforcement of top-down censorship in the nation. They had similar struggles with Google and Facebook, to a point where Google and Facebook threatened to leave Pakistan, in which Pakistan, after that, they start to relax their stance on this. But in any case, it's nice to hear that Pakistan is taking a step back on this TikTok ban, and it may not be a political thing, but everything is political, right? It's not a political against China, but it is a political thing against freedom of speech or censorship. Snapchat ramps up competition against TikTok. You must have seen this coming, right? Because everybody is competing against TikTok. Soon we can add music to our snaps. Yeah, that's what TikTok does. And yeah, not something mind-boggling or completely innovative, right? Which the company dubs, quote, sounds on Snapchat. It will be released on iOS apps first, with Android versions coming soon. Makes sense because Snapchat is primarily used by Americans and Westerners who are on iOS more than Android, although the Android market is growing bigger and they will be releasing the Android version very soon. The company said they would allow songs to be added to snaps earlier, either pre or post capture, and shared without limitation. So you can actually add the music during when you're recording, or you record from somewhere else and then you add it in and you add the music afterwards. The social platform's catalog will feature millions of licensed songs at launch. Their defining feature will be the ability to find songs and album details, and users can also play the full song via streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, and SoundCloud. It is actually a good collaborative measure with music labels, positioning themselves as a music discovery and sampling platform rather than just using a 15-second clip and then be over with it. It is their defining feature. They say that this is what makes Snapchat stand out from competitors, but it's not exactly the kind of feature where it's impossible to compete with. If I believe Instagram Reels or TikTok find that this feature is something that pleases the labels and they can just snap their finger and they can add that in overnight. It's not impossible to add. So I believe this addition adds value to people who are already on Snapchat. It doesn't necessarily bring new people into Snapchat, because technically Snapchat is unique in its own way with AR lenses and all that. And to be fair, a lot of people download and use Snapchat in order to use their AR lenses so they can share them on Instagram anyway. So yeah, in that sense, Snapchat's usage is just to the point of a tool rather than a social media platform itself, at least in this part of the world. Apple's new service is an MTV competitor. Yeah, Apple seems so last century, but then again, every top executive in Apple looks like 100 minus your age anyway, so not baffling. Apple also understands that music videos are what's been keeping YouTube untouchable, and music videos is also what Facebook is getting into, because that is still how most users discover and enjoy new music from top artists. Enters Apple Music TV channel, or AMTV. It's basically a 24-hour-a-day station that live streams popular music videos. Okay, it live streams, it doesn't play on demand. That means it literally is the MTV of the 90s, where you turn on a TV and then something just plays, and they have VJs, video jockeys, instead of disc jockeys, who actually sit down, stand in front, and they talk about, you know, music and stuff like that, and maybe a little bit of reality show and whatnot, but yeah, kind of like MTV or Channel V. So this also means you will still need to have either one of the subscription / device combo to get Apple MTV. You either need to have Apple Music, in which you need to have an Apple device in order to have an Apple Music, so hardware caveat is there. And you need to have Apple TV, which means that you need to have an Apple TV device in order to have access to it. There, another device caveat. So in order to have access to these things, which technically isn't even much of a defining selling point that stands itself against the competitors, unless of course they can make the channels so good and so compelling that everybody else wants to consume it, which, looking at Apple's past experience with Battle of the Apps, is it called Battle of the Apps? I think it's called Battle of the Apps. And also Apple TV Plus's range of TV shows, not very successful. Perhaps they have big plans for this service, as they do with the Fitness Plus. Perhaps it's just a simple value added that nobody know will exist, and they may eventually quietly phase out later on. But if you're an Apple Music and/or Apple TV user, you may want to try this out, and you let me know if it's something cool. EU probes Instagram's handling of kids' data. 1 year after the US data scientists reported concerns to Instagram that its platform was leaking the contact information of minors, it claimed the platform failed to make changes to prevent minors' data being accessible. And then the EU launches a probe against Instagram on this mishandling of kids' data. Many kids actually convert their accounts to business accounts because everybody wants to be an influencer, right? So when you convert to business accounts, you automatically have your infos unmasked. In my opinion, there is something that Instagram can do, in a sense that there needs to be a certain confirmation or guarantee that the person who's using, or a declaration, right, in terms of documentation, declaration that the person registering for this Instagram account needs to either be of legal age, right, to use a non-minor, and of which, in order to provide the legal documentation, you need to have either, well, probably the birth certificate or identification card, if minors can have identification cards in some countries. But that means that is a privacy issue as well already, right? I mean, then that means you have to take a picture of your own IC, and also then give it to Instagram for safekeeping, for proof. The problem now is that you don't even trust Instagram with data, and you want to give them more data to a company that you don't trust with your data. So that is a problem. So it's a little bit of a chicken and egg issue, catch-22 kind of thing, right? In my opinion, You can't have a knife at home and then blame the knife maker when your kid accidentally cuts themselves. They are, social media is a tool, right? There are some responsibilities that are held, that are supposed to be held by social media networks, social media companies. Like, for example, if you want this to happen, then everybody needs to give in, give up their IC or ID cards in order to prove that you're of legal age and you can use the full version of Instagram, and Instagram therefore can serve ads to you and use your data, right? But if not, if you're not of legal age and if you're still a minor, then you need to use the kids' version of Instagram. And you know what's to stop them from using your mobile device and create their own Instagram account, right? So there are so many loopholes around that. It's kind of like a knife that is in the kitchen. The key here is also the responsibilities held by the parents. You need to have control over what your kids consume. Like, for example, if you have a stack of porn at home and you don't keep it properly and your kids watch it, you don't go and blame the porn production company for it. It's not their fault that your kids are watching this stuff. It's your fault because you are not keeping them in a proper place. This is actually one such case, and I think the EU and First Worlds and all these people are quite, they are really stretching the yarn a little bit on this social network being responsible for everything and everybody. It feels very entitled, and I think we need to take responsibility back and say, if you need to stop, if you want to control what your kids watch, then you have to do it yourselves. Some skater brought Fleetwood Mac's old album to the top 10 in Billboard. This is a classic case of social media virality that doesn't make sense, but it somehow just does. So many people try so hard to plan and create painstaking videos to no avail, and this guy just skates down the street with a bottle of cranberry juice and goes viral on TikTok. Of course, he was singing along to Fleetwood Mac's classic song Dreams, whose album rebounded to top 10 this week on Billboard, which was very interesting because this song is like a very long time ago. This album is a very long time ago. So this person's name is Nathan Apodaca, if I'm pronouncing it right, and his TikTok handle is 410dogface208. It's on TikTok. Search him out. He's got a ton of videos, and it's all videos of him just chilling about and lip syncing to music. But this one got about 60 million views since it was released. I think it's even more right now. And some people say that it's more on the young generation who are on TikTok, right? Never having heard the songs before, like classic music, and found it to be a good discovery. If that's the case, right, I urge everyone to go skate down roads, sip a juice of your choice, and then sing along to some 70s to 90s classic songs that the kids have not heard of and probably stand a chance at going viral. You heard it here first. Social media virality tip. All right, so that's all for this week's Social Media Weekly Podcast, available on Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. Our full videos are available on YouTube, and we post bits and clips on Instagram and Facebook. This is Social Media Weekly, episode 21st October 2020. My name is Sean. Stay safe, wear a mask, stay home. Au revoir.